come and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed by the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is an awesome and a great and a beautiful day that God has made for each and every one of us that's in the land of the living. We are grateful and appreciative that you are tuning in to join us as we continue this installment concerning holy living. And we invite you, wherever you're tuning in from, whether the East Coast, the West Coast, the Isles of the Caribbean, or the Pacific, or the land down under, we invite you, come and let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we're grateful, we're appreciative, we're thankful, oh God of hosts, that you are calling us to holiness. You're calling us into holy living. You're calling us to throw off the weights of sin. You're calling us, Father God, to bear the fruit of holiness and to have and pursue eternal life. Father, thank you for this word of truth, Lord God. Holy living is true freedom. Hallelujah. True freedom, my God. Not of imagination of freedom, not a hope of freedom, but it is true freedom. And so we ask you to move by your spirit on the man of God. As Bishop Calvin would come to share this word of truth, Lord, use him mightily. Use him to rightly divide the word of truth. Use him, Father God, to teach us, to reveal to us, to give unto us what it is that you want us to know about true freedom is holy living. Father God, have your way in our lives as we hear and as we listen and as we tune in, Father God, that we may know the truth and that the truth might make us free. So we bless you, Father God, and we give you thanks, Father God, that we are going to learn the truth and we're going to be made free by that truth, Father God, that true freedom is holy living. Thank you that we broke up the fallow grounds of our heart and the engrafted word is going to be deposited in, and we are not going to be the same, because whom the Son is made free will be free indeed. So we thank you and we praise you for the listeners and the hearers and the watchers, glory to God, being transformed, God, by the renewal of their mind through this word of truth. We ask all these things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we bless you for this day. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, for an opportunity, Lord, to hear what you would say to us about being free and living the life that you commanded us to live, and that is a holy life. So today we want to look at holy living is true freedom. There's different forms of freedom, but holy living is true freedom. It is freedom, glory to God, hallelujah, to live the life that God had intended for mankind. And the life that God had intended for mankind is a holy life. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And our reference text, amen, that we've been using throughout this teaching, it says, but as he, we're looking at 1 Peter, first chapter, and about the 15th verse, amen. It says, but as he which has called you is holy, be ye holy in all matter of conversations, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Holy living is truly a free life. If you want to live a free life, it's in holy living. In living holy, you will live free. For the Christian, pursuing a life of holiness is the ultimate freedom that God created us as human beings to experience. It is the ultimate freedom that we was created to experience. So when God commands us to be holy, what he's doing is he's in truth encouraging us, amen, glory to God, to experience a life of true divine freedom. When he say live holy, he's saying live free. Live the freedom that I desired for you when I created you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but a lot of us don't think that freedom requires some type of rules and regulations. We want to kind of do what we want to do. But amen, glory to God, as in anything, amen, we must understand that freedom is only the freedom that we find in God. All other freedoms are a figment of our imagination, and they're not the freedoms that we think that we experience. Amen, glory to God. But it's the freedom that God have us to experience. Amen. So that Jesus said that ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So I need you to understand that freedom without structure, freedom without order, freedom without any type of instructions is not freedom at all. As a matter of fact, it is a fabricated freedom, a freedom that is not free. Amen. So glory to God, the Bible tells us that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. What Jesus is saying here, when we live by the truth of God's word, amen, we live our life in an orderly and structured way. So then freedom is never found in a disorderly or unstructured setting. Amen. Whenever the setting is out of order, when there's no rules, there's no structure, then you need to know that it's impossible to find freedom in that. Whether it's in the house, in a household, whether it's in a church, whether it's on a job, or whether it's in life in general. When our life is disordered, it is impossible to experience any form of freedom whatsoever. Amen. So when I think about freedom, amen, most people are celebrating the 4th of July. In July, they celebrate Independence Day and so forth and so on. And so just like, amen, a sacrifice was made by the men and women in the military, amen, to enable us, or those of us in the United States, to experience a degree of freedom or a form of freedom, amen. But Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice to enable us to experience freedom, to experience a freedom by living a holy life. Now, but this freedom is not just for those in the United States. This is freedom for everyone who call on the name Jesus. For all who are born again, Jesus gave us the ultimate freedom. The military, our U.S. military, gave us a freedom in the United States, a form of freedom here. But the freedom that we are talking about today is the true freedom, and that has come from holy living. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're in a totalitarian state. It doesn't matter if you're a dictated state or a state that has a dictator. It doesn't matter. A country that has a dictator, it doesn't matter. The freedom that Jesus gives us is the true freedom. So, but what we must be willing to do is allow Holy Spirit to help us to live holy. Hallelujah. So without structure or order in our life, we will be too busy to have any time for God. We will be dealing with one situation or one circumstance after the other. Because when we don't plan or try, amen, to have structure in our life, being led by the Spirit, that is, amen, glory to God, what happened is we will be tossed to and fro with every circumstance and situation. The Bible talks about every wind of doctrine. And I say that when you and I are not organized, man, if we don't plan our day with the help of the Holy Spirit, the devil will plan our day, amen, without our help whatsoever, amen. Hallelujah. So the devil will constantly send things our way to keep us tossed to and fro, amen. And you can be assured that the devil will make sure that you are too busy to put time in your schedule for God. See, he knows if he can keep a Christian from a constant diet, a consistent diet of feeding on God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. A consistent diet of communicating with God in prayer. A consistent diet of having quiet time with God. He knows that he can keep us from the word, keep us from prayer, keep us from spending time with God. Amen. Glory to God. He can keep us from a life of holiness. And this is the life that will enable us to experience freedom, the true freedom. Amen. So when you and I are hindered, are stopped, are distracted from living holy, we are not going to experience the freedom, amen, glory to God, that we think that we're experiencing. So if you want to experience true freedom, while you're thinking about what is this 4th of July celebration supposed to be about and so forth and so on, let us see how dependent we are, not independent, but how dependent we are on God, and anything that we need is going to come from him. The Bible says all good and perfect gifts come from him. Amen. So we must remember that, glory to God, we are no longer servants to being in bondage to sin. Amen. Turn, if you will, with me to Romans, the 6th chapter and the 22nd verse. Hallelujah. Romans, the 6th chapter and the 22nd verse. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endured forever. Amen. Now look what it says in Romans 6th chapter and the 22nd verse. It says, but now being made free from sin. Now being made free from sin. See, it must tell us that, glory to God, that there is a freedom that comes from us, amen, being made Christians. But now look what it says. It says, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness in the end everlasting life. So when we were saved, we thought we was free doing our own thing as a sinner, but when we were saved, we experienced a freedom that we all decide to experience, and that's the freedom from sin. Hallelujah. Not the freedom to sin, but the freedom from sin. So it says when we were freed from sin, we became the servants of God. Why did God free us from sin? What was the whole purpose of God sending his only begotten son? To free us from sin. So that, glory to God, we will bear a fruit. And this fruit that we God want us to bear is a fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. So we've been freed from sin. We are no longer servants of sin. So let's stop acting like we don't have the victory. Let's stop acting like we don't have the greater one in us. We have the Holy Spirit living in us, who can orchestrate our life in such a way it's impossible for us not to please God. Holy Spirit can orchestrate our life in a way that we always know what God will is. We always can know what God wants us to do. We can always know that, glory to God, I am no longer a servant to my old man, but this new man is a servant of God. Hallelujah. I've been free from who I was to be who I am. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been free from who I was, a servant of sin. Amen. And now I'm a servant of God. And he want me to serve in such a way that I display his holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. And be holy as he is holy. And that will give me free. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to John the 8th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 31. John the 8th chapter, verse 31. Hallelujah. So we see that, amen, true freedom is living holy. We see that freedom can only be in a setting that is orderly and structured. Amen. We see that we've been freed from sin. Amen. So now we're the servants of God. And the purpose of us freeing of God freeing us from sin so that we would live holy, basically. Amen. Hallelujah. So in John the 8th chapter, verse 31, it says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Hallelujah. If ye continue in my word, if you continue in the structure that is found in my word, he says, then are ye my disciples indeed. And it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, what this basically means is when Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, you shall know the instructions of God. You shall know the word of God. You will know what God desire of you on a continual basis. So as we read the the word, we're reading structure in our life. As we read the word, we're reading order into our life. Hallelujah. Because now we're going to begin to live according to the plan that God had for us. And that is so that we can experience freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and this truth will keep you free. So what is the truth? It's the word of God that shows us how to live, that shows us, amen, what we are to do. It is instructions, or it is structure, or it is order. Amen. And so when we go and live by the word of God, we will be free. Hallelujah. Because what happens when you and I live by the word of God, we will live holy. And holy living is true freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn, if you will, to Galatians, the 5th chapter, while we are looking at being free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. So we're going to look at Galatians, beginning at the first verse. Amen. 5th chapter, first verse. Hallelujah. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is rested, and it's a blessing. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. So in Galatians, the 5th chapter, amen, verse 1, it reads, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. See, that's freedom. The freedom that Christ made. He made us free. It says, stand in that liberty wherefore Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Do not go around talking about woe is me. You got to go around talking about the greater one living in me. Glory to God. And the one in me can show me the holiness of God and help me to live holy in the eyes of God, in the sight of God. It can help me to do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It can help me to know how to pray when I don't know how to pray. It can help me to interpret God's word and do God's word when I don't know how to interpret or do God's word. It can help me discern. Hallelujah. It can help me to know the will of God at all times. All I got to do is be willing, hallelujah, to allow Holy Spirit to order my thoughts and to order my steps, to be over my decisions, to be over my opinions. Hallelujah. Because we have been made free. Hallelujah. We have been made free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It didn't say set you free. It says make you free. In other words, make you a person who you never was. Hallelujah. Not a person who you try to be, but a person who you never was. And that person is a free person because they are experiencing the freedom of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when we look at God's word, turn, if you will, to glory to God. While we are in Romans, amen, the 6th chapter, let's go, if you will, hallelujah, to the 20th verse of Romans 6. Romans 6, verse 20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start at the 18th verse. We started the 18th verse. Hallelujah. So we can get a full picture of what the Lord is saying to us. It says, being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. So we've been freed from sin and became servants of righteousness. And then in the 19th verse, it says, I speak after the matter of men because of the iniquity of your flesh. Amen. As ye have yielded your members servant to uncleanness, amen, and to iniquity, and to iniquity, even so now. He's saying, you've been a servant of sin and iniquity and all of those things and uncleanness. Amen. It says, even so now, yield your members servants unto righteousness, and unto holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. For when you were servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? Amen. Hallelujah. For the end of those things is death. Amen. It says, but now being made free from sin, hallelujah, now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. And the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see that. Amen. For when we were servants of sin, we were free from righteousness. But what fruit have ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But, now look what it says here. But being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we saw back in the 19th verse, amen, where it says, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So everything God does in our life, he's doing it so that we can come to that place, amen, of yielding ourselves to the Holy Spirit so that he can show us how to live a holy life. And this holy life will cause us to experience this freedom that as we read about over and over, we keep seeing the word free, free, free. And Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, we're living in a world, amen, that could equate freedom with unrestrained choices. People think freedom is when we can do whatever we want to, how we want to do, amen, glory to God, and live how we want to. However, the call that God called us to holiness, it's not merely a suggestion. It is God's plan. God knows it is a divine command as a path towards experiencing the abundance of freedom that God intended for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the call to holiness, meaning that God is true, as I said, in truth, calling us to live a life of true freedom. Hallelujah. And when he called us to live holy, you know what he's doing? This call to holiness, amen, glory to God. When God commands us to be holy, he invites us to step into our true identities. Amen. Hallelujah. As his children, he is saying, I want you to begin to be who you really are. I want you to be like me. Be holy as I am holy. So step into your true identity. And when we step into our true identity, we will reflect, amen, glory to God, his holiness or his glory in our lives. Amen. So he also invited us not to just be alive, but he wants us also to live the abundant life. Amen. He is not just saying be alive. He said, no, Jesus said, I came that you might have life. He said, I didn't come just so that you might be alive. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And have it more abundantly. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure forever. So his glory, amen, glory to God, is what God wants to see emanating or displayed in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as obedient children, we are urged to conform to our, to not conform to our former lust, to old man. But as I said earlier, not be who you was, but be who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we got to remember that those distractions that once held power over us, those sin, those draws, those pulls that once held power over us to keep us in bondage. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible encouraged us to gird up the loins of our mind and to be sober and to place our hope fully on the grace that was brought to us through Jesus Christ. To put our dependency fully on Holy Spirit to order our thoughts and our steps. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy and his grace endure it forever. So God commands is never a burden. They are the essence, they're the essence of freedom. So what God commanded us to be holy, that is a commandment to be free. Amen. Hallelujah. So he wants us to be free from the shackles of sin and the chaos of an unstructured life. God don't want us to be shackled or thinking that we are free, but we are in bondage to sin and no structure whatsoever in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in my closing, God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. As we grow in holiness, we bear the fruit of righteousness, as Romans stated in the 6th chapter and 22nd verse. What does this fruit look like? It looked like the fruit of the Spirit. Some of those fruit is joy, love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Amen. Glory to God. And these are just some of the things that serve, amen, to not only help our relationship with God, but when we bear these fruit, we help other people's relationship with God. If they're Christian, we'll help them grow in their relationship. If they're a sinner, we'll help them contemplate or desire to want a relationship with God. Hallelujah. So living in holiness is living with a purpose, on purpose. In other words, living with a purpose intentionally. We're living, amen, with a purpose, and we are intentional about, amen, reaching that purpose, or carrying out that purpose, or letting that purpose, amen, be fulfilled in our life. So as we make the truth of God a part of our very makeup, what happens is we become agents of His love. We become agents of His holiness. We become agents, amen, glory to God, of His grace in the world. In other words, 2 Corinthians says that we become ambassadors for Christ. Hallelujah. So our life will serve as testimonies. It will point others to the freedom and the hope found in Jesus Christ. Whether it be those, as I said earlier, saints or sinners, let us live a life where our life point others to Christ. Amen. So then, as we contemplate this call to holiness, God called us to holiness, and we learn that true holiness, amen, or true freedom, amen, is living a holy life. Let us remember that true freedom is not the absence of restraint or instructions, amen, but the presence of structure built on God's truth. As Jesus said, you shall know the truth of God's word, and this truth is what is going to help you live a life of freedom. Amen. It is the joy of living fully in the grace of Jesus Christ, the joy of allowing Holy Spirit, amen, to cause us to pursue holiness, amen, glory to God. And this holiness, or this grace that God give us, amen, it liberates us from sin. And because we are saved by grace, it liberates us from sin, and it empowers us to live a holy life, amen, and serve in His name. Hallelujah. So embracing holiness as your calling. Amen. For it is the key to unlock the abundant life that God promised. It is the key to experience the freedom that God so desires of us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is, glory to God, where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty. So when we give Holy Spirit free course in our life, we will experience the liberty and the freedom that God had desired for us. So let us live holy life reflecting the very character of God. Amen. Glory to God. For in holiness, we will find the truest form of freedom. So let us, glory to God, pursue holy living with the help of Holy Spirit. And when we do that, we will reflect to this world that there is a freedom that cannot be given of man. It can only be given of God. Man must make a decision to experience the freedom that God had inquired and desired and command us to experience. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. As I said, in truth, God is saying, be free, amen, to experience all that I desire for you in this life. In Jesus' name, amen.